I'm getting kind of worried. We're not getting a lot of calls about this.
Because you're the only one.
That's what I'm worried about. Unless people are like, oh, this is boring and stupid. I can understand that. But I lost my debit card, like my wife and I shared account last week. Then yesterday, I'm still waiting to get that one dropped off, by the way. It takes about a week to replace. I lost my personal debit card. So I've got like $5 in my wallet.
What do you have to do? Go couch sifting and try to find some coins to pay stuff
there
for
was,
stuff
there with? Was some change in my car, yeah. and that's about it, Alec. That's why I'm at. Like, can I legit, like, can you spot me a five? Can you
coin.
Can you spot me a Hamilton until I get some money here?
Coin!
317-239-1009. Anybody else lose things here? Like, you maybe lost your car keys, your debit card, whatever it might have been. I'd love to hear from you. You can also hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Is anybody else tweeting this?
Yeah, a few people. Ashley said, I once lost my car in a parking garage for 2 hours. Talk about embarrassing. I thought a serial killer was following me. Bethy said, I lost my debit card at a museum and didn't know until the tour bus driver gave it back. And Nick said, my wife loses stuff more than anybody I've ever met. Her wallet, her shoes, her keys, money, anything. Hashtag can't find Jack.
Let's talk to Caitlin on the Joe and Alex Show. Caitlin, please give us a story here so I don't feel like the biggest idiot.
Yeah, don't feel bad, Joe, because me and my fiance, we'll like trade cards every once in a while. And I had his credit card one time. He was like, Caitlin, where's that credit card? I'm like, you know what? I can't find it. So we called and we got a replacement. I'm not kidding you. 10 minutes later, I pull out some jeans out of my dresser and there's the credit card.
Whoa.
So it happens to us all the time.
And that's even more frustrating. Like, you get worried that it's lost and somebody might take your ID and try to use stuff with it. But when you actually find it after you just cancel it, you're like, son of a, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hey, Caitlin, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show.
Mercedes wrote on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, in the past year, I have lost my favorite IUPUI sweater, a brand new iPhone, my license twice, and my Michael Kors purse. So my family told me I should just give all of my stuff to my boyfriend before we go out.
No kidding. Just let him hold it in his merce or something.
His merce.
317-239-1009. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, what did you lose, or is it somebody else that lost a bunch of stuff?
Okay, it's my sister-in-law, and I'm going to call her out for this.
Good, so let's hear it.
Do it.
I have a 2-year-old at home, and every time she loses her wallet, she either leaves it at Walmart or she'll leave it at Kroger. So every time they go to Walmart now, she says, KK, you leave your wallet at Walmart again? Every time.
Does she do it like when she's checking out, like in the same spot, too?
Yep, same time. Every spot.
That is just
always
crazy
checked
to me.
Out.
Get this girl a wristlet, like a wallet she wears on her wrist.
Oh my gosh.
That's the worst part. She has a wristlet.
Oh, brother.
She needs to beef up or something, get thicker wrists so it can't fall off
At least she didn't lose the 2-year-old in a corn maze like that one person.
She's like, oh crap, where's the kid? 317-239-1009. Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Champagne. How are you guys?
Good. Did you lose something?
No, it was a guy that I used to talk to. He lost my car keys and my house key.
Well, that's convenient. What did you do?
I would be furious.
Well, because I was at work, and he had my car, and he had both sets. I had two sets. And he didn't realize he lost the one until he noticed it was gone. So it was my house key and my car key. Luckily, I had the other set, but now I'm just freaking out like someone's got my other pair of house and car key.
Yeah, they're just going to magically like drive by all the neighborhoods till the car goes beep, beep, and it
exactly.
works.
I don't get this. What does this mean? Garrett tweeted us and said, I lose stuff so much that I had to buy a tile for my keys and wallet. What's a tile?
Oh, a tile so you can track it. You can like, there's like an app or something where you could find out where it is. So you put a tile on this phone and you could find it. Like,
really?
I've never heard of that before.
No, I never have either. That's incredible right there. I never even knew something had that before.
Sarah says, don't feel bad, Joe. I've had my debit card replaced 7 times this year.
7?
Sarah, start using cash, okay?
Does a bank eventually drop you? They're like, look, we can't replace your cards anymore.
Yeah, I feel like they would. I mean, that's crazy. Jessica said, I lost my keys because my ex-boyfriend threw them outside somewhere after an argument eye roll. He didn't want me to leave, so I spent 2 hours looking for those.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Rochelle.
Did you lose something? Let's hear about it.
Okay, well, it's been some years. It's when I was up at Purdue. And so, obviously, from Indy, that's like an hour drive. And I had actually lost my ID that we needed for campus, plus my debit card all at once. And so I was kind of stranded because I had no money on campus, and then with my student ID that holds even our money for eating at the dining halls, and then it also gives us access in some of the buildings. So I had to go to the credit into the union on campus to try and get a new student ID card. And then I had to call my mom, and she had to get a replacement debit card from our bank and bring it all the way up to me.
Your poor mom. Wow. Hey, hey, thank you for calling in this morning.
Khaleesi says, every time I go to Walmart, I lose my car. No matter how much I map my adventure, I end up walking around lost as hell. My favorite part about Khaleesi's tweet is that they said, going to Walmart is an adventure, and that is really the truest thing I've ever read.
Wait, is this Khaleesi from Game of Thrones?
It is the Khaleesi,
know.
Yeah.
Khaleesi Roman.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Hey, it's Kylie.
Hey, have you lost a bunch of stuff?
Yeah. I am the queen of losing my ID ever since, like, my start driving, my permit, anything. Like, I always freaking lose it. But somehow, they always end up coming back to me.
Really? So, you're lucky then. Like, what have you lost and how'd you get it back then with those IDs?
Well, like, I always end up, like, finding it, but it's, like, 6 months later and I, like, already replaced my ID. So I'm literally carrying around, like, three driver's license right now.
There's a special market for that. You can make some money.
Yeah, sell those things.
No, I guess I need them because I'm like, I always like just, I'm just running in the store real quick. I'll just take my ID and my debit card real quick. And then like, I'll lose it. So like, I have a backup on backup on backup.
Wow. Well, thank you for the call. The nice thing about my stuff is I know where it could be, but I didn't see it yesterday, but it's either at like a fast food place.
Have you ever found something hidden under any of your fat rolls?
Have you?